The winners of the 31st International Fajr Film Festival have not been announced yet. Press TV's newsroom will cover that at the festival's closing ceremony. The winners will take home a crystal phoenix. But before they fly away into ecstasy with their mythical bird, let's take a look at some more down-to-earth beasts.
Dorabad Natural Monument and Wildlife Museum is located at the northern part of Tehran at the foothills of Alborz Mountain. So besides enjoying a gorgeous weather here, you can have a glance at the wildlife diversity across the globe.
Museums are not usually where you'd go to see live animals, but luckily for an animal lover like me, plenty of beautiful animals were waiting there for us to see them. In the heart of the museum, there was a restricted area that was beautifully designed for different bird species to happily live together. Some of them have even formed a family here.
The black swans have laid an egg and we should respect their privacy.
Birds are thought to come from a dinosaur lineage and still retain features of their prehistoric ancestors today. So seeing them in a museum shouldn't be that unexpected after all.
Since human being has been separated from the wildlife due to urban lifestyle, such kind of museums give us the opportunity to feel a bit closer to the nature.
As we go inside, the diversity of species catch the eye. Different sections resemble the wildlife of various geographical locations from Siberia to Africa. Seeing so many animals in the jungles not only is life-threatening, but can also take forever. I personally don't dare to search for any of them in the nature. So for me, this is as close as I can get.
فکر می‌کنم چیزایی که اینجا گذاشته شده بیشترش چیزایی که تو ایران موجوده خب این خودش میتونه جالب باشه
قبلا تو کتابا دیدم الان اومدم موزه دارم از نزدیک می‌بینم
Keeping the body of animals after their death was common in ancient Egypt. The knowledge of this art has progressed over the some thousand years.
This giant sturgeon fish is about 4 meters long and is the biggest one ever seen in the Caspian Sea.
Now, let's take a closer look.
آهویی که شکار شده در صورت پوست جدا میشه با دقت با چاقو و ابزار مخصوص خودش پوست که جدا شد تمیز میشه چربی گیری میشه میره برای مراحل دباغی یا ضد عفونی بعد که کاملا پوست ضد عفونی شد جمجمه حیوان میره داخل دیگهای مخصوص جوشونده میشه طراحی میکنیم حالت آناتومیشو حالا به صورت هد مانت یا تمام بدن شاخ روی قالب سوار میشه در قسمت خودش وقتی که مونتاژ کردیم چشمای مخصوص به اون حیوان رو ما قرار میدیم چسب پوست رو میزنیم و پوست رو میکشیم روی اون کارمون و دوباره میدوزیم از اون قسمت هایی که با چاقو شکافته بودیم
میخوام بگم که پستاندارانی که الان ساختیم یا نمونه هایی که الان میبینید تقریبا مال 40-50 سال پیشه و تمام هنوز مثل اینکه دیروز ساخته شده چون خیلی اصولی ساخته شد اصولی کار رو ما یاد گرفتیم موادایی که مورد نیاز بود آشنایی داشتیم با استفاده از این موادا ببینید هنوز پوست و موهایی که الان روی حیوانات دارید میبینید اینا واقعا هنوز برقرار و شفاف و شاداب و بسیار خوب است
The paleontology section of this museum is the richest in the country. the geographical location of where is today known as Iran was naturally developed about 1 billion years ago. Samples of that era are also on display here.
چیزی حدود 160 تا 170 گونه ما پرنده داریم. پستاندار چیزی حدود 25 تا 30 گونه پستاندار ایرانی، همین تعداد پستاندار خارجی. حدود 25 تا 30 گونه ماهی داریم، همین تعداد هم از خزنده ها رو داریم.
I remember as a child I spent hours trying to catch even one of these butterflies, mostly without any success.
The last place we visited was the aquarium and reptile section. Despite the calm look in the reptiles' faces, the information tags mostly said poisonous. To shake off the fear, I stepped into the relaxing hall of aquarium. A nice goodbye to the museum. Mahsa Mortazavi for Iran.
The show shall go on here at the 31st International Fajr Film Festival. About it, my friends will be bringing you a full presentation next week, so be sure to tune in on the same day, half an hour earlier from now. But the curtains are dropping on this edition of Iran. You can keep in touch with us via email, iran@presstv.ir. But I'm pleased to tell you that our Facebook page has had a facelift. So go to Iran Program Press TV and enjoy the view. If you want to comment on Iran, you're more than encouraged to do so. We're going to sign off now, but on Facebook we never do. So keep in touch and I'll see you there. Khoda negahdar.